And now the moment you've been waiting for, the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. It is Friday, March 31st, 2017. I am Adam Paulus. Every week we like to talk about new and interesting and recent toys, one of which I got really excited when I heard they were making, and I bought the entire set because it's not that big of a set. Alien Muscle Minifigures Wave 1, which I believe is the only wave they're going to do because they're going to do Aliens for future releases. These are from Super 7. They have the Muscle branding that you remember loving from Mattel in the 1980s, which were the Kaneko Man, or Kinkeshi, or whatever you want to call them, the little Muscle Man wrestler figure format. Except now it's Alien. You get three in a package. The packaging looks a lot like the vintage Muscle packaging, a little bit better. You get three figures instead of four. Sculpting is very similar, but not identical. There are four packs, and right now, obviously it's subject to change, the three packs are $23.99. You get 12 figures, which means you get the entire human cast of Alien, plus an extra Kane, plus some creatures. Each figure is about an inch and a half tall. The ones that we sell are molded in flesh. There may be variations in color. There were for Masters of the Universe, and I believe there will be for Street Fighter at an upcoming convention. The sets include Alien Ripley with Ash, Alien Egg, Parker, and Kane in a spacesuit, Kane with a facehugger, Attack Alien, and Brett, plus Kane with a chestburster, Lambert, and Dallas. They haven't even done a regular Kane yet, so they could still do one more. I guess they could also do spacesuit Lambert and Dallas, but they wouldn't look that much different from Kane. It helps when you have color. These are molded in flesh like the original Muscle figures, and the color is pretty close. The sizes are about the same, the proportions are better, really big hands, big arms, sizable heads, and pretty great sculpting overall. You'll notice that the pants have the cargo pant pockets on the front. The uniform elements are all pretty much there. You get Harry Dean Stanton with his baseball cap. You get pretty much everything. There's two different versions of the alien creature. One has his jaws out and he's a bit more ferocious, fearsome than the other one, which is still got his arms out and looks terrifying, but doesn't look like he's going to eat your eyeball. Kane has a chest burster. He can stand, he can lay down, and he has little bits of sculpted gore outside of his, let's say, gaping chest wound. The facehugger pops out of the egg. It's a little exaggerated, but it looks good. And Ripley has her flamethrower, and as such, she's the one that looks the least like a regular Muscle figure just because she doesn't have one of those traditional Muscle Man poses. You know, the hands are up or down or one of each, and the fingers are usually outspread or a fist. She's just holding a flamethrower. It's appropriate for the character, but it doesn't look exactly like a Muscle Man figure. The sets are pretty good. They average about $2 a figure. We also have Street Fighter ones, which we haven't received yet. I have those on order as well because I am a big fan of the format. And they're small and they're cheap and they fit in your pocket. Ash has a rolled-up magazine. The alien has a big ol' head. The packaging had to be enlarged just to accommodate the big alien on the bubble part. And, gosh, is there any other detail I need to tell you about? It's a great way to get an entire cast of a classic movie for a pretty reasonable price, and it's not too big either. As far as display goes, there hasn't been a really great Muscle Man display solution sold in the current regime yet. I don't even remember if there was one in the old regime. There probably was. I'm just forgetting. Monster in My Pocket had Monster Mountain. But what I've been doing is going to thrift stores and looking for those golf ball display cabinets. I found one. It wasn't that expensive, but it only holds like, let's see here. It only holds about 70-ish figures, which may sound like a lot, but, you know, there's 12 in this set, and I also collect OMFG from October Toys, which I think we might still have some of left, as well as Suckle, and what else do we got in there? Mystic Warriors of the Ring. There's like OTMFG and some other stuff. It's a great figure format to get into if you don't want to take up a lot of room. You can put all these guys into a shoebox if you want. Or you can probably wallpaper your house with them just because there's so many you could cover a wall. But I'm really fond of what they're doing. If you like these, Super 7's also going to be doing Shogun Warriors, Mega Man, Aliens. I'm trying to remember what else they announced. I think there were some other licenses shown. But the Mega Man ones are super duper cool. And they were talking about doing more with Capcom and other movie properties down the road. I'm looking forward to it because I don't really have enough Mega Man toys. I have enough of Mega Man, but I don't have enough of the bad guys and the little dudes with the hard hats and everything else. So there's plenty of opportunity to do a lot more toys in this style, just because you can make just about anybody for $2. Unlike the original muscle packs, those were more or less random, I think, unless someone's found a pattern and I'm just oblivious, but as a kid, they seemed random. I bought a few of them. They were great. And back in 86, there were four for $1, which is a perfectly fine deal. Inflation happens, licenses happen, and you got to hire sculptors and not just repurpose a series of existing figures, so these cost a teensy bit more, but I'd say they're worth it. If you like Alien or know somebody who does, and they're in their 30s, this is a great item to buy for them because it's not too expensive. Unless you see it and look at it yourself and like it and fall in love with it, then you're going to order another set because you like it. We are out of stock as of my talking about this, but we'll be reordering soon and we'll get some more in the near future, as long as they're still available. If you like those, there's also Aliens vs. Colonial Marines Army Builder plastic figure bags. I bought one of those too. We talked about those a few years ago from MC Toys. There were going to be other lines as well, but so far none of them showed up. I think there's going to be Ghostbusters and Universal Monsters, but so far only Aliens came out, and those things are nifty and weird. It's $8.99 for a bag of figures, and you can order that from us today while supplies last. Also, it's worth mentioning that we have a free gift offer going right now. If you have an in-stock order that ships right now before we run out of our free gift, you get a free gift. What is it? You'll find out when you open it, because I don't know what it is either. Also, take advantage of our free shipping offer. Blah, 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 yakety schmackety. Use this code CELEBRATE, CELEBR8, for 21% off your in-stock order for a limited time only. Or you can pay full price for things. I'm fine either way. You want to use the coupon. So go to our website for details. The coupon code will be on there. Just hit reload until you see it. And, offer expires soon, so maybe you won't if you're listening to this too far in the future. I'm rambling. This is Adam Paulus signing off. Go to entertainmentearth.com today. You're going to see a whole bunch of really cool Alien and Muscle stuff, new King of Fighters figures, Walking Dead stuff, Texas Chainsaw Massacre magnets. We've got a lot of fantastic items, and I hope you enjoy them. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth, and have a delightful weekend.